You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Lori Cartman, Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer of Network Franchising International, Canada's leading franchise authority for over 30 years. Lori, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be with you.
It is. Great to have you out. And first of all, let me ask you, on the topic of franchising, do you consider yourself a good franchise candidate?
Well, in order for someone to be considered a good franchise candidate, they need to be the kind of person that is going to be able to work within the confines of a system. So people who are really true entrepreneurs, the kind of people that go out there and invent things and have all these kinds of ideas, they're not going to be good franchisees. So the beauty of the franchise model is that people are in business for themselves, but not by themselves. So they don't need to have any experience necessarily in the industry that they want to buy their franchise in. But there are people who, although they have ideas and they want to institute things and they want to build their businesses, there are people who understand that they're buying this business because of the fact that all the tools are going to be available to them, and that they are not people who have necessarily run a business before, or they have run a business and they know how hard it is to run a business by themselves. So when you're choosing to buy a franchise, you're effectively buying a business in a box. So the job of the franchisor is to give the franchisee all the tools and the materials and everything they need to run a successful business. And the franchisee's only job is to use those tools and implement them in the running of the business. Now, the good franchisees are what we call intrapreneurs. They're people who have ideas. They're going to work the franchise system. They're going to see that, you know, maybe we can change this, or, you know, my clients are asking for that. And they'll bring their ideas to the franchisor. They won't just go ahead and implement them themselves. And the franchisors love this. They want to hear the ideas. They know the franchisees are on the front lines. And so they're very happy to have the ideas, and they will test them out. And, you know, if they work and they're great, they'll roll it out to the whole system. So, but an entrepreneur is someone who would just go ahead and do it themselves without using the proper channels. An intrapreneur is someone who understands that there's a set of strict rules and standards and policies that everybody has to follow, and they're, you know, happy to follow those rules.
So with that being said, if I were to be looking at buying a franchise, what franchise should I buy?
You know, I get asked that all the time. People say, you know, what's the best franchise? And, you know, so I respond to them and I say, like, you know, well, what's the best car? And, you know, it's really not a simple answer, because really the question really needs to be asked is, well, what's the best franchise for me? And, you know, that really is dependent. It's so different for everybody. But, you know, most people, when they're looking for a franchise, the first thing that, you know, that they decide on is, well, what's my budget? And that's really not the first question, because when you're choosing to buy a franchise, or, you know, franchisees, people who are choosing to buy a franchise are the luckiest people in the world, because franchising is made, it's designed for the owner, for the franchisee, and for the owner to be working in the manager and be the person who's owning and operating the business. So I tell people what you need to look for first is, what are you passionate about? What doesn't feel like work? What do people tell you that you're good at? What do you like to do? What are your hobbies? What are you interested in? Because you have to choose something where when you get up and go to work every day, it doesn't feel like you're going to work. Because if you love it and you're passionate about it and you're interested in it, that's where you're going to make money. It's for that reason. So there's, you know, some 5,000 franchises in Canada. There's a franchise for absolutely everything. So if there's something, an activity that you enjoy and you love and you're passionate about, there's definitely a franchise for it out there. So that's really the first thing you have to determine is, what do I want to do? You know, I wake up, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? And that's the decision that you really want to make. And then you'll go and you'll look into, okay, well, now that I've narrowed it down to an industry, okay, what is available for me? What are my choices in that industry? And then, you know, given my budget.
How do you determine your total investment budget?
When you look at the franchise directories and you look at the books or you look online, and you're going to see that there's they're going to show you three numbers. And so I'm going to just explain what those three numbers are so that, you know, people can have a better understanding of the total. The first number you're going to see is what's called an initial franchise fee. Okay? The initial franchise fee is the only money that gets paid to the franchisor, and it's usually somewhere between $25,000 and $60,000. And what that fee represents is two things. It represents, one, the right, gives the right to the franchisee to use the trade name and the systems and the procedures and all the confidential information of the franchisor. And second of all, it reimburses the franchisor for their cost of putting the franchisee into business. So, for example, they provide training, they produce the manuals, they give you all sorts of materials, the cost of their head office personnel who works with you to get your franchise open and to help you with the construction. And so that costs them money, right, in terms of personnel and out-of-pocket expenses. So that number really is, it's not a profit-making center to the franchisors, like most people think. In fact, you know, until a franchisor has a good, you know, 50, 100 units, it's almost always a loss. Okay? So the training fee is always included in the initial franchise fee, but sometimes you will see that there's an additional fee called a training fee. Sometimes it's additional, but they usually go together, and if it's not specified that it's additional, it's included in the franchise fee. Okay? The next number that you're going to see is what's a number that, you know, they call it different things. It's either unencumbered cash or minimum available for investment. And that number is, if I were to ask you today to write a check to buy my franchise, what is that number? How much money do you have for liquid and available for investment? So that includes whatever cash you have in the bank account. It includes whatever family money you're going to get. It includes money that is not liquid today but can be. So if you have stocks and securities that you're going to liquidate, or if you're going to get extra money by having a mortgage on your house. Okay. So that number is whatever number that is. So how much money do you have that you can put today available as an investment? Now, let's be careful about that number, because you want to make sure, whatever number that is, okay, that you are going to keep back at least 6 months to 1 year's living expenses. Because a franchise is a business. It doesn't make money on day one. And some businesses will make money in 3 months, some in six, some in eight, before the business is going to be able to pay personal expenses. It has to pay its business expenses first. So make sure that you have at least 1 year's living expenses so that you don't have to worry every month about paying your mortgage or paying your loans or your children's school, or, and that you can sleep nights. Okay? The next number you're going to see is what's called the total investment required. And that's the big number. That is from total turnkey. So from the day I sign the franchise agreement, okay, until the day that my business is open to the public, meaning if it's a restaurant, that it's fully furnished, it has all the equipment, it has all the food inventory, it has absolutely everything it needs, and I'm holding the key, and all I need to do is open the door and the customers come in. So that number is going to be the total amount of money that you're going to need at the end of the day, including the franchise fee and everything, okay? Every single thing is included, and that's the final number. That final number is very important because all franchisees, when they begin their franchise in Canada, will go to the bank and will apply for what's called the Canadian Small Business Loan. And this is how all small businesses get started. They take the small business loan, and the small business loan is meant for small companies, and it's a very particular loan where the borrower only has to guarantee a maximum of 20% of the amount borrowed, whereas under any other loan, you have to guarantee 100%. And under this loan program, if you have good credit, you will get the same amount that you have to put up, that's the amount you'll get to borrow. So if you look at the total investment and it's $500,000, then if you have $250,000 unencumbered, you can get another $250,000 from the bank. So now you know that your total budget when you're looking for a franchise is $500,000. So you can say to yourself, I can look for a $500,000 franchise. So that's when you know what your total budget is at the end of the day, how much, what's the price range for a franchise, you can buy anything up to $500,000. So that's where you figure out how you figure out what your budget is. So look at the total. If you're interested in something, look at the total investment, divide it by two, and then you'll get an idea of how much liquid cash you need to have. So then you'll know whether or not you can afford the franchise.
Now that is some very, very good information. Today we're joined by Lori Cartman, Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer of Network Franchising International, Canada's leading franchise authority for over 30 years here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How will I know if it's the right franchise for me?
Funny you should ask that. It's very much like, you know, like in a relationship, you know, like how do you know he's the right one? And you really have to do a lot of due diligence. And you have to think of it very much like if you were buying stocks in the stock market. Okay? If you're buying stocks in the stock market, you're investing your money. And what would you do? You would look at the history of the company. You would look at the executives. If it was a mutual fund, you would look at the, you know, fund managers. You'd see how it did in previous years. You would go back and you would do all of this kind of investigation and research before you decided, you know, if it was a good horse to put your money on. And buying a franchise is no different. You're making an investment, and you're investing all your money into a business. So you're buying a business instead of buying shares. But the investigation process in that case has to be even more strict. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to visit several of the locations of the franchisor. You're going to want to speak to as many franchisees as you can, you know, especially ones that are, you know, no longer franchisees. And the franchisor will give you all of this information. They'll give you a list of all their franchisees, current and past. And you really, when you go to the franchisees, you really want to ask them very simple questions. You want to ask them, you know, if you had to do it all over again, would you do it again? That's a very simple question. And, you know, you want to know why. You want to know if they're making money. And you want to know, well, how long did it take them to start making money? Those are the basic things that you want to know. You know, franchisees have the power of 20/20 hindsight. However, you know, you're talking to franchisees, and you have to take into account that, you know, franchisees are, as a general rule, always disgruntled against the franchisor for something, okay? They're always, you know, the franchisees are, well, the franchisor didn't do this or they didn't do that. So you have to make sure to take, you know, what you hear with a grain of salt, especially from those who have left the system. But, you know, you want to basically generally hear that, yes, they're good, it's a good system, you know, they take good care of us, we get lots of support from head office, Those are the kinds of things that you want to hear. And you want to meet the road warriors. You want to meet the people. There's usually a operations supervisor or director, and there's a marketing person, and these are the people. They're called the field support staff, and these are the people who actually come once a week, once a month, whatever the schedule is, and they come and they meet with you in your store, and they help you with all of your issues, and they go over your numbers, and they make sure you're staying on track and, you know, help you run your business. And you really want to meet those people and spend time with those people, because they are the people that you're going to be working with day to day. Because once you know, the salesperson may be very nice, but they're going to sell you the franchise, and then they're gone. You'll never see them again. So you want to meet the people who you're going to work with on a day-to-day basis and decide, you know, what do you think of them? Do you respect them? Do you have confidence in them? Do you think you can work with them? Because if you don't think you can work with those people, well, then just move on to the next franchise. Because, you know, it's like, you know, how many opportunities do people get to choose their colleagues? You know, you don't. In any other situation, you don't. But you do here. So, you know, as much as you may love the franchise and think it's a fabulous franchise, if you don't see yourself having a good working relationship, then, you know, that's a huge red flag to walk away and look at something else. And the next thing you want to do, which is very important, is you want to meet the executive team. Now, the executive team, they are the people who either created the franchise or are running the franchise now. And what you want to know from them is, what's their 5-year plan, their 10-year plan? What do they see as the growth for the franchise system? And do they see them growing and, you know, offering other kinds of concepts? Or are they going to, let's say it's for a restaurant, are they going to start to private label the products, which means the franchisee could have another revenue stream? You know, what is it? What are their plans? Do they have a plan even? And do they have the money? Are they capitalized? Do they have the money to carry out that plan? Because it's great to have a plan, you know, but if the company doesn't have the money to carry it out, that doesn't get you very far. And so you want to meet the executives. You know, you want to have faith in them. You want to have confidence in them, you know, because, again, you know, you're investing money in this company. It's the same thing as you're buying shares. You're investing money in this company. So I always find it very interesting, and whenever I give seminars for franchisees, I say the same thing, is that you always seem to see, or franchisees feel, that they are in a subordinate position, and that the franchisors, that they grant franchises and they don't sell them, and it's the big franchisor, when in reality, the power is in the franchisee's hands. Because the franchisee is the one who has the money. Franchisors, unless they're selling franchises, they're not doing well. They're in the business of selling franchises, period. That is the only thing they do. Whatever it is their concept is, if it's a restaurant, doesn't matter. They're not in the restaurant business. They're in the franchise business. And it's a different business, and their business is selling franchises. So they want as many franchises as they can. So ideally, they want to be able to grant you or sell you a franchise. But at the end of the day, the power is in the hands of the franchisee, because they can turn around and say, no, you know what? I don't want to invest my money in you. You're not a good investment for me. So whereas the franchisees always feel that they don't have the power, the fact is, really, the franchisee is the one with all the power. And that's why franchisees often don't ask the big questions or meet the executive team and ask them things like, well, how well capitalized are you and what's your background? They're afraid to ask those questions because they feel, well, you know, I don't have to really have the right to ask that. But the fact is you have every right to ask that. And you should ask those things. And when franchisees start realizing that the tables are turned, actually, and that they're making an investment in someone else's company, then they're going to feel more empowered to ask the right questions and make sure that they're doing the proper due diligence before they buy a franchise.
Very good. And what resources are available to find the right franchise?
There are so many resources available. Not even funny, especially with the advent of the internet. Now, I'm a dinosaur, and I still believe in print. So in Canada, there are two fabulous directories that are printed. You can get them at Chapters or some newsstands. There is a directory put out by the Canadian Franchise Association, and there's a directory that's put out by Canadian Business Franchise. And they're both excellent. I always recommend buying both because they're different. The CFA only has CFA members in it, and the Canadian Business Franchise has all sorts of, has all the franchisors. Well, you know, everyone who, most franchisors in Canada pretty well go into that. So you have those two. And, of course, there's hundreds of Internet sites. Now, my thing is, if you're going to go to the Internet, is be as specific as possible. So if you're interested in a spa franchise, then do your search under spa franchises. You know, if you're interested in Canada, then do spa franchises in Canada. So be as narrow as possible, because you'll, if you just start going to the generalfranchiseopportunities.com and all of these sites, which are amazing, it's going to take you forever to get through them. But if you're very specific, it will take you to all of those same franchise sites, but specifically to the proper section. So it really cuts down on your searching time. And then you have two other choices. You have, there are franchise brokers and there's franchise consultants. And the difference is simple. In the case of a franchise broker, what they do is they sign contracts with a variety of franchisors, say, whatever, you know, 20, 30 franchisors. And what they do is they'll, you'll see that they'll put out ads and it'll say, if you, you know, want to buy a franchise, not sure what you want, come and see us and we'll help you. And they do. What they do is they'll sit down with a candidate and they'll, you know, help them to determine what is the right franchise for them and what their budget should be. And then the broker will look into their inventory of the clients that they have signed up, and they will fit you with one of the concepts that's in their inventory. Okay, now the service is free to the prospect, to the candidate, because the brokers are paid by the franchisors. So when they sell a franchise to somebody, then they get paid a commission by the franchisor. Okay. So, and they give a great service and they're very helpful. And okay, so they sell what's in their inventory. Okay. The second service are franchise consultants. And franchise consultants don't carry an inventory. They may have clients, you know, lots of clients that they're selling franchises for, but they don't maintain an inventory. So they are open to all franchises out there. Franchise consultant works for the candidate. Okay? So they come in, franchise consultant again will sit with the candidate, will learn all about them, will help them to select a franchise, will help them to do the due diligence, will help them fill out the application, will help them get their bank financing, will help them, negotiate the franchise agreement. You know, they will help them, consultants will help the candidate do absolutely every single step that needs to be done, from figuring out what is the right franchise all the way to negotiating the franchise agreement and getting the franchise agreement signed. So, and for the most part, it depends where you go, I guess. I know that, we have fabulous relationships with all of the chartered banks. So, you know, we know exactly what needs to be prepared for the Canada Small Business Loan Program. So we help the franchisees. We prepare all the bank documents for the franchisees that they, you know, take to the bank, and, you know, we'll walk them to the bank and help them out. So so we work for, you know, we're on the side of the franchisee. So we want them to, to make sure that they, you know, all the due diligence that has to be done is done. And we will do that for them and help them do that, as a matter of fact. So we work, franchise consulting, so we work for the client. And we, you know, whatever service it is that they need along the way, we provide whatever that service is. So, you know, they're not going through the whole process alone.
We certainly do have the bases covered without a question on franchising. Excellent information. How about telling our listeners where they can get more additional information and to be in potential contact in regards to Network Franchising International online?
Okay. Well, if they'd like more information on network franchising, we're going to have a new website soon, but the URL for the website right now is nfi.ca, and I'm very easy to reach. I'm Lori, L-O-R-I, Lori at nfi.ca. So I'm very easy to reach. People can just email me directly. There's also a, they can call Network. There's a phone number on there. They can call Network, and they can just ask for me. And if I'm not there, then they can just leave a message for me, and I will be sure to phone them back. So there's lots of easy ways to get me. I would be, you know, my consultations are free. So, you know, very happy to hear from everybody. I have offices in Toronto and in Montreal. So, you know, and I work across Canada. So there's lots of people that I've worked with that are, you know, in other parts of Canada that I've, you know, worked with for years. And, you know, given the advent of the Internet, I've never even met them. And I've been working with them, you know, clients I've worked with for 10 years that I've had great relationships with. And it's all over the phone and Internet. And so, you know, sometimes, so I have lots of clients that, you know, that aren't even in the cities in which I have offices. But I'm easy. Lori, which is L-O-R-I, Lori at nfi.ca. Very easy to get me. There's also a toll-free number on the website. And my extension number is 229.
Certainly appreciate your joining us today. Excellent information in regards to finding the right franchise for you. We've been speaking with Lori Cartman, Executive Vice President and Chief Development Officer of Network Franchising International, Canada's leading franchise authority for over 30 years. And the website of reference, once again, is nfi.ca. Lori, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
I'm delighted to have been invited, and I hope to speak with you again.
Most welcome to come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.